It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this episode of Opinions Matter? Well, I want you to have a listen to a message that we got in yesterday about something that I did earlier on in the week. Have a listen to it. It'll become self-explanatory. Hi, Adrian, says this message. I am from Drogheda and was listening to you on the radio the other day, and I heard you your interview with that man from Rathmullen Park in Drogheda about the antisocial behaviour going on in the estate. Now, just to explain to you, all of this week in the morning, I've been working on LMFM radio in Drogheda, doing their morning talk show. And on, I think it was Monday, I did an interview with a man called Tony about how severe the antisocial behaviour is in his estate in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda. So bad is the intimidation, so bad is the antisocial behaviour that this man only spoke to us if we disguised his voice. But anyway, let me just read the rest of this message that came in to us here at Opinions Matter. During the interview, the caller started going on about vigilante groups to deal with the thugs in the area. And I was absolutely horrified that you didn't challenge him on it. He was literally talking about getting a group of adults together to go after kids, and you sat there like a fucking dope and said nothing. Ooh. You should have pulled him up on it and told him that this is a very bad idea. They are only kids. Shame on you for not being more responsible as a presenter and someone in the public eye. Vigilante groups are never the answer. Adults should never, ever take matters into their own hands. I am extremely disappointed in you, Adrian. So that's from somebody who heard me interviewing this man, Tony, on LMFM radio the other day, and he's disgusted that I didn't challenge the man. So I want to just play a little bit of what this man, Tony, said to us the other day. He was talking about how the antisocial behaviour in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda is so bad that he ended up nearly taking his own life. His life is unbearable. The life of residents is unbearable. Young gangs lighting fires, throwing stones at people's windows, just basically making people's lives an absolute misery. One person we heard, her daughter was assaulted on her way home from work. And it just sounds like hell on earth, to be honest. Now, we have many estates in Dublin that would be very similar in terms of the chronic antisocial behaviour that they have to put up with. But the question is simple. Are vigilante groups the answer? You get a group of men, you get them out on the street, and you knock nine shades of shite out of these teenagers that are causing mayhem. Will that shut them up, or is this just ridiculous? Have a listen to what Tony had to say. It's with a voice disguise, and he was a bit conflicted about whether or not vigilantes are the answer.
The reality of the situation is that people that I know, fairly able-bodied people, good age, have come to me and have talked amongst themselves. I'm not the only person affected by these problems, of course. And with no policing in place, there has been the talk of vigilantism to try and get these families removed from the area. And I don't know if that's a good idea personally. I think that just escalates things. It might work and help short term, but I feel like that becomes a bigger problem long term. And that's looking like a potential solution. And again, this sounds very Mad Max, you know, film type Hollywood stuff, but to have a group of people going around and then we effectively become the criminals is looking like it could be the most plausible solution.
Okay, so setting up a vigilante group could be the most plausible solution to dealing with antisocial behaviour in his area. And you agree with this?
Yeah, well, I work not too far from that estate, and I believe that it is very bad from what I've heard, it's very, very bad.
And one of the criticisms, and this applies to a lot of estates that do have issues with antisocial behaviour, one of the problems is that the guards never show up. You might ring the guards and say, there's a gang lighting fires, throwing stones,
sure,
blah, blah, blah.
Now, teens nowadays are so brazen that the guards don't... When I was a teenager, the thought of the guards would have terrified me. I would have been gone, like the wind.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of being in trouble with a guard... Well, first of all, my mother and father would have killed me. And maybe that's where it all starts with the parents, because I'd have been terrified because I knew if I got in trouble with the guards, I'd be in trouble at home. I'd be grounded. My phone would be taken off me and no TV, no nothing. I can see where he's coming from.
In that a group should be put together in order to go around dishing out punishment, literally
keeping
physical
manners.
Punishment
on
young people.
Them half to death, but... keeping manners on them, yeah. Like if nothing is being done, you know, within the realms of the law, what do you do? You can't expect people to just like this interview. I heard this interview, and this interview spoke about how things were so bad that this man tried to take his own life.
Mm. No, I know.
Horrendous.
I'm not saying that he has to live in those sorts of conditions. And like you said, there are many estates around this whole city and country where the antisocial behaviour is out of control. This particular estate in Drogheda, it sounds like that's the way it is. But you can't have adults going around intimidating and beating up kids.
But you can't have, have kids going around intimidating and beating up adults either.
Yeah, but by your own admission, they're kids, okay?
And did I not, was there not an interview after with a woman who said that her daughter was attacked by
the
way home?
I'm not disputing the fact that the antisocial behaviour that these residents in this particular estate, and again we're talking about Rathmullen Park in Drogheda, I'm not doubting their stories, I'm not doubting that the antisocial behaviour is that bad, but I am questioning whether or not having a gang of heavy hanging around the estate to give these young fellas a hiding or a intimidation. I'm not sure that's the answer to the problem. The answer surely is with the guards.
Nothing else has been done.
Carol, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Carol?
How are you doing? I'm good.
Now,
thank
Carol,
you.
This man is in two minds about whether or not there's a way of dealing with antisocial behaviour if a vigilante group is not the answer.
Yeah, I remember actually, it was probably about 88, 89, and the Neilstown Road, we actually had what we called the huts at the time. They had a hut kind of at the end of the road and a hut up the very top of the road. And the men in the area used to take turns in the huts, and the women kind of policing the main road and the back streets, and that's a lot of antisocial behaviour at the time. But it actually worked. You know, I mean, there was... You had stolen cars at the time. You had, you know, people being kind of harassed on the streets by groups of teenagers at the time. And the people just took it upon themselves. They said they had enough. They got out.
And was it a case, because this is the argument that I heard in Drogheda, the guards are doing nothing. They get called regularly. Sometimes they show up. More often than not, they don't. And the residents are just fed up.
You know, in fairness, Drogheda, I think, from what I gather, has a lot of problems with antisocial behaviour.
No, it does,
across the town.
100%.
And I don't think... I think the guards... First, the guards are understaffed and they're underpaid. There's not enough resources, and that's the problem. There's a massive problem in a Garda Síochána in terms of resources and manpower.
But hang on.
They're definitely there. They're definitely there. The guards are definitely there.
I believe they're doing their best, but they can only do what
they can do.
That's making excuses you're making excuses for poor policing. People from these estates regularly call the guards, and when they hear it's about antisocial behaviour, they possibly don't even bother their arse. They just go, sure, that's what you have to put up with. And I'm arguing that is where we need to focus our attention. Get the guards up off their arses. Get the guards coming down and patrolling the area. That is their job. It's not the job of local people to have to do it.
But it is the job of local people, because enough action isn't being taken. Would you be able to live like that?
No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. It sounds horrific. The stories that I heard this week...
Like, where are the parents of these children? I know it's the cliche line, but genuinely, where are their parents? Because a 15, 16... Okay, I was a little bitch, like I was. And I definitely gave my mother and father the runaround, but I was not out terrorizing anyone.
Okay, Carol, so in Neilstown, you say that these huts were set up. It worked. It works in terms of...
Yeah, you're good. This was 88 and 89, but it did actually work. Like the area was quite bad at the time. As I said, like there was lots of kind of gangs. There was stolen cars. It was just a nightmare, to be honest. And people were worried about their kids. Obviously, there was buses were getting stoned and stuff at the time, and people were worried about their sons and daughters obviously having to come from work. And
okay, so this was local, you know, people, not necessarily going around beating anybody up or anything like that, were they?
No, there was no violence whatsoever. No violence whatsoever.
I've never been in this estate in Rathmullen Park. Have you been in it?
Yeah, drove around to do the day.
You actually went into it. And what was your perception of the estate?
That's a kip.
Really?
Yeah.
But what gave that away? There obviously weren't teens out during the day causing trouble. What actually gave you that idea?
Just
that it was
a rundown. It was worse than any estate I've ever been to in Dublin. I've been through some of the roughest estates in Dublin. It was worse than any.
It's a council estate.
It is a council estate, yeah.
But it's a lot of people own their homes in there.
Some people do. Like that guy, Tony.
They buy it from the council.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it becomes their own problem rather than the council's problem.
Correct. Yep. Okay. But can I ask you then, Carol, do you believe that that the community coming together and setting up groups like this, we call them vigilante groups, because that's really what they are. When you're taking the law into your own hands, when you are providing the law, that is a vigilante, no matter whether it's peaceful or not, as you said, there was no violence. Yeah. But do you think it's a solution?
Definitely. I have to say, back then it was worked with the guards. There was regular meetings in our community centre at the time with the guards, and the guards actually worked with the people at the time, and they knew that this was going on, that people were taking turns to kind of, you know, walk the streets and just to make sure that there was nothing, you know, going on to try and put a stop to this. But it did work, 100% it worked.
Okay, so this man at his wit's end in this estate in Drogheda, you would suggest that it could actually work, having a group of local adults getting together to be seen, be a presence on the streets at night, particularly as we go into the dark nights. You believe this could work?
Definitely, and especially if they got involved with their local guards in the area like that.
The guards would be telling them, listen lads, stay away from this. They'd be strongly advised not to get involved. And the guards would be, they'd be putting a mark on their own heads if anything did happen.
Did work with them. Years ago here the people did work with them, and the calls would go in if there was anything. Like the people wouldn't have dealt with it themselves, as in like violence or anything like that, but the guards would have been, you know, would have got the call to say, well, this is happening down here, or that's happening up there. And it definitely calmed down. And that was a rough time the area went through, and it's never, ever been like that again. But it's definitely the power of people.
Okay, people power is the answer. Thanks very much indeed, Carol. Our WhatsApp number is 0825-2626. We're asking you whether or not vigilante groups are ever the answer to dealing with antisocial behaviour. That's really, if you live in an area where antisocial behaviour is bad, I'd love to hear from you. Would you like to see a vigilante group being set up in your area to deal with antisocial behaviour? Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, are vigilante groups the answer to deal with antisocial behaviour?
Absolutely. I actually have to laugh because at the beginning of the programme and just there, you turned around and said, let it to the guards. But then you turned around and said that these poor people in Drogheda, the guards aren't getting off their arses. So can you explain to me what they're meant to do? Keep up to the guards, that the guards aren't getting off their arses.
Keep calling the guards morning, noon and night until
they
actually do something.
They're keeping calling the guards. They keep calling the guards and nothing's happening. And do you know why nothing's happening? Because you bring it back to what we have said. Adrian, you were brought up with respect and you were brought up with a healthy fear of authority. Kids these days, sorry, not all of them, I will not class all of them because there are some amazing kids out there, but there are some absolute little scumbags out there.
And I totally agree. And I've seen the way they carry on. Talking to that man the other day, I could hear the effect, the impact that their behaviour is having on local residents.
Yes.
But the thoughts of a group of heavies going around and squaring up.
Scared the little shit out of them. Scared the little fucks. Because that's what they are. This kind of a conversation always brings me back to that program Inside the K. And when there was a little shit, I'd say he was about 7 or 8, and he was after smashing a window inside a grocery shop, so whatever it was. And the guards brought that child home, and the mother turned around and said, "Well, that's you in for the night." In for the night? I'd been grounded for about 10 years.
Yeah, no, I get it. I do understand. So you're basically saying that in order to bring these young people under some sort of control, you need to scare the shit out of them.
That's it. Show them that they can't get away with anything.
Make the group of the vigilante group, does that not make them just as bad as the young fellas that
Stop.
They're... But it does.
Stop. It makes them just as bad. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. This is about giving people peace and quality of life.
This is adults going out trying to protect their families, their friends, their neighbours. Yeah. Against little scrubs who are going out and terrorising people.
If both of
my parents, you're 79 this year, and I am telling you now, God help, and I mean that God help anyone that will go near my parents or my family or my neighbours. God help them.
Because if my child was afraid to go out that badly, because of the second injury you did with that woman, her 10-year-old child won't even play outside because he's terrified. Something has to be done. These little shites are literally running the estate.
Okay, but when you say something needs to be done, are you talking about a group of heavies literally going up to these young fellas and young ones
warning
them and threatening them?
When people are...
Yes,
when
absolutely.
It's so bad that an innocent man has attempted to take his own life and his elderly father, imagine that. You work your whole life, you get to the point where you should be enjoying your golden years, you know, the years you've left, and you can't sleep properly at night or go out during daytime hours or nighttime hours. So what did he say? His father goes out really early in the morning if he's to go for a walk or to go to the shops. That is disgraceful. Why should anybody be a prisoner in their own home? At what point do people take it back?
I've noticed in the past, let's say 5 years, right, that my parents are living in a town, and I've noticed in the past 5 years that they now lock their front and back door while they're in the house. They've never done that, never had to do that, but now they do for fear. They lock the car at night.
I find that so sad that really upsets me when you hear of elderly people who are so afraid in their own homes.
No, we're gone long past the days that you could leave your front door wide open and people could walk in and walk out.
But why? Exactly why?
Not just because of kids. It's just not as...
It is because of kids. It is. Because I can tell you there's more kids going around threatening elderly now than you would a 20, a 30 or a 40-year-old doing it. It's kids. And why? Because they know they're getting away with it. Look at all the drug dealers. Sure, they get the kids to do it because they know the kids aren't going to be arrested.
This place, Rathmullen Park, it just sounds... I cannot imagine what the residents are living in, because after hearing from residents and speaking to residents and hearing the interviews... Like, it just sounds like a total...
A shithole, yeah.
Didn't
it happen years ago?
These people
didn't
have
it happen
no
years ago with drug dealers
whatsoever. These residents have no... They're living in constant fear. That is no way to live your life. Something has to be done.
And
can I say something, guys?
Yeah, go on.
I was over by my own house there, going back a couple of weeks ago, and I was walking by my parents' house, and it was about 10 o'clock at night, and there was these three young fellas, right? And they were standing there, and the smile on my face. Now, when I say young fellas, they're about 11, 12, 13, that kind of thing. And the three of them standing there dancing for a TikTok, right? That's what they were doing. And a tear came down my face because I said, that's the kind of innocence I want in my town. That's what I want. Mm. And that incident would be very minimal. Because any other place you'd be walking around in fear. But there was three lovely young fellas just having a bit of fun at 10 o'clock at night. outside. You don't get that a lot now because they're all scrubs.
Okay, and look, I'm not arguing the point that some of these young fellas just are afraid of nobody. They're not afraid of their parents. They're not afraid of the guards. They're not afraid of the law. They're not afraid of anything. And that's how they carry on with absolute impunity, or they think they can. My question, though, is two wrongs making a right. And just because the guards aren't doing their job properly still doesn't give local communities the right to be their own judge, jury, and executioner.
Rathmullen residents are probably listening now. I'd say there's probably a lot listening now. So you tell them, without a vigilante group, what can they do to improve their quality of life?
Move out, be one.
I know it's not that easy.
Children in schools. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, why should they have to?
And the other thing, can I just say, Adrian, don't you dare turn around and say the guards aren't doing their jobs properly. Don't you dare. They aren't doing their jobs properly. Oh, now why? Because they're off, there isn't enough guards out there? That's the biggest problem.
Or they couldn't be bothered with the hassle of dealing with juveniles?
Has any guard told you that they can't be arsed?
No, they haven't said that.
Yeah, so how dare you? How dare you turn this on the guards? Don't turn it on the guards.
Angela, no matter what way you look at it, the guards aren't doing their jobs right.
Sorry, I'm going to send you a message that literally came, and this highlights the level of fear. So this message just came in. Sorry, Adrian, I'm just going to forward it to you here now.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to put a name on it, and you are not to read out any name if there is a name on it. But this is from a person in Drogheda.
Okay, let's have a listen to this. Hey, I don't want to come on because I'm from Drogheda, so please don't read out my name. I don't live there anymore. However, my mam still lives there and don't want any repercussions on her. I'm from the council estate, which is on the other side of the town. When I was growing up, kids just did normal kid stuff, but the generation after me are horrible little bastards. Drugs are rife. Kids having kids and have no respect for authority or other humans. Where I live, there was two brothers who tortured the estate, both on the run now due to threats to their life over drug gangland. Neither the guards or the people of the estate did anything. I love my home because that's where I grew up and we were happy. I know of three people in the estate who had their houses up for rent, and because they wouldn't rent it to these people, their houses were set on fire. Windows broken until they eventually agreed. Rathmullen is no better, with the same shite going on up there. Now, look, that is awful. And I'm... My heart went out to that man the other day as well. It is awful. Nobody should have to live...
Your heart goes out to them, but it doesn't go out to them far enough for you to say, well, something needs to be done, so put up with it, because actually these kids are more... Their welfare is more important than your welfare.
Okay, is it lawful to set up your own security firm, essentially, and walk around harassing and intimidating...
It might not be lawful, but what other option do people have in this situation? What should they just endure the abuse?
You can, Angela, yeah.
Okay, what would you prefer... Who would you prefer to be in charge? A crowd of young kids or a crowd of adults trying to protect their homes, their families and their friends?
I'd prefer the law. I'd prefer the law to actually be given proper protection.
No, take the law out of it. There's not enough there. I was attacked going back about 6 weeks ago with my dog. Somebody threw stones at me, threatened me. I rang the guards. Within an hour, they didn't come, so I went to the Garda station. They were very apologetic. That's what happens, right? It does happen. I'm an adult. I'm 51. Can you imagine if that was an 80 or a 90 year old? They can't get there.
What I'm saying is
I would prefer a load of men to stand there and threaten these little shits that they'll cut their bloody legs off if they keep doing what they're doing, than these little shits going around robbing, threatening, harassing, abusing. I'd prefer to have men behind me than them in front of me.
All right, Angela, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. The question is very simple. Yes or no, are vigilante groups the answer to dealing with chronic antisocial behaviour? This is Sean.
How's it going, folks? Good afternoon. I don't see anything wrong with a group of adults walking the streets and say protecting other kids or elderly people from these little SpongeBob scooter squads. You know, they're running the streets fucking 10, 11, 12 years and upwards, acting like they're bleeding hard men. You know, there's absolutely no consequences to their actions. Either their parents are exactly the same, are out causing trouble, or the parents have no idea what the fuck is going on with their child. And if the parents aren't going to teach their children to be fucking decent, respectful people, especially out in public, well then the streets are going to do it for them. And then you'll hear the parents coming crying out, with my little angle, my little angle. Teach your fucking kids how to be a decent person and they wouldn't be getting fucking vigilante groups after them or whatever. It's the same with all the adult fucking scum flowing around. They wouldn't be getting into so much shit if they weren't being bleeding scum. It's simple.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Well, Eddie, are vigilante groups ever the answer to dealing with antisocial behaviour?
Adrian, I'm going to give you a scenario here that no one's touched on, right? So when I was a kid growing up in Clondalkin, there was vigilantes around in the 80s and 90s, right? And they fucking sorted out the areas and stuff. But here's the difference today, right? We're about 35 years on from that. Every single kid now has a phone, right? All it takes now is one of these vigilante outfits who wants to clean up his area, goes out, some little scroll takes his photo, puts it up in the local Facebook group, who's this outfit? Within 10 minutes, they know his name, his address, where he lives, and his life is a fucking misery and his house is targeted. Just not worth it. And yeah, no one's thought of that.
I think I kind of agree with you. I never even thought of that, to be quite honest with you.
I'll give you something what happened to my mate in the UK, right? Living in a council estate, just an ordinary law-abiding citizen, him and his missus, two kids, keep themselves. Something serious happened on the road. The police went up and down, knocked on every door to see did anyone have any information. So they knocked at his door. He took them in for a little chat and said, no, I was in work, blah, blah, blah. Didn't see that and left. Eventually, whoever done this crime got caught. They targeted his house because they thought he was the grass, because he was the only one on the road that took the police in, you know? And he had to move. It's just not worth it. And like I said, everyone's a reporter these days. Everyone's a phone. You're a vigilante and you want to do good for your area. And within 5 minutes, someone has your photo and your life is a misery.
They won't have your photo, though, if you're wearing a balaclava, for example.
Adrian, they can follow you home. They've all got fucking scramblers. They find out the risk factor isn't worth it. You're going out to try and clean up your area and you're putting your life and your family and everyone at risk. It's just not worth it.
Well, there you are, Katie. It's just not worth it because they'll get your photograph, they'll put you all over social media and you'll be targeted.
Okay, so you just say nothing. You just let them...
Katie, here's the thing, right? Because these little fuckers know the law and they know everything gets expunged by their 18. If you batter one of them, who do you think is going to get arrested?
Yeah, no, and you're dead right. And this is the point that I've been trying to make all along.
The alternative is you sit there and you say nothing.
Unfortunately, the alternative, and it's, look, we're all saying it, it's up to the parents, but scrotes breed scrotes, and that's the cycle that just continues. And people blaming the police, like, there's not enough guards. They're fucking, I think it's something like 800 short, you know? No one wants to join the guards, because it's a thankless job, because you get sent out with a pepper spray and a baton. And then we were on talking about there a couple of weeks ago, like, bring in tasers and stuff like that, and give them some kind of defence. But going into these estates for the guards, it's a thankless job. And you get employed another 5,000 guards. They still can't be there 24/7. It's up to the parents, and unfortunately, scrotes breed scrotes.
Stay there for a second. I want to read another message from... Is that from the same person in Drogheda?
Or
from
else.
Somebody else in, yeah. In Drogheda? Okay. Please don't say my name. And this actually speaks to... how bad the antisocial behaviour is in parts of Drogheda that nobody that I've spoken to this week, and I've spoken to a number of people.
Hi, when I asked, would they come on? Look, before you even read the message, I'm sorry, but because it's still so fresh, I'd be afraid that I get recognised and have any retaliation. People are literally terrified.
Well, here's what this message says. I'm living in Drogheda and lived through 6 months of absolute fear of going outside of my front door because of the situation I was in. Drogheda is overrun by drug dealers and most of them are under 18. So they fear no one and only intimidate everyone further. We were calling 999 multiple times a day. I found if you call 999, it is actioned as it came from the main switch and not the general number for the local station. If it is a council tenants that are causing the issues, I can pass on the steps we took to get them evicted. And obviously getting them evicted is...
The problem is going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You're pushing the problem elsewhere. So is it not better to have a system where these little shits are dealt with head on?
By the guards. That's what should be happening.
But okay. But you keep saying it should be happening by the guards, and it should be happening by the guards, but the point is that it's not happening for whatever reason. Whatever reason, the guards are simply not, whether they can't do enough or they're just not doing enough, the fact is that it's still going. There's torment going on in that estate. It sounds like an absolute war zone. It does. It sounds like a war zone.
Mm.
So on the basis that the guards aren't doing anything, people should just say nothing then.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, it's against the law, so I won't do it. No. I'm sorry, no. They don't get to have elderly people in their golden years living.
I'm not arguing.
They don't get to run the estate.
Okay, sure. But I believe firmly that two wrongs don't make a right.
Sure,
and that
sure.
You can't have groups of people literally going around acting like their own little army.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But... you can't just let them, you can't sit back and do nothing.
Okay, Eddie, what do you say to that? You can't sit back and do nothing. You just heard that another message from
Adrian. Let me just tell you something now. Fear will make people not report a crime. So we seen that video 2 months ago of that black gang battering that white lad. The police didn't investigate that because a crime wasn't reported, even though it was all over social media and it was people's faces. And the reason why that lad didn't report that, because they all knew where he lived, and he just make a bigger fucking mess for himself.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you in a lot of what you're saying.
But unfortunately, fear will make people not report a crime because the repercussions just ain't worth it.
Okay, but by total contrast, fear could actually work against these scumbag teenagers who are making people's lives a misery. And I'm talking about fear from a group of local heavies.
100% I agree. But anyone that goes out there to do a vigilante role has to think of the flip side. What if I get recognised? And then I'm telling you now, if they do, they'll fucking regret they ever did in the first place.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed.
I'm just in disbelief that anybody could say, no, this isn't the answer. There's no other answer. There is no other...
There obviously is another answer. And the answer is that the law and the councils and whatever actually do their bloody jobs
properly.
But
they're not. That's the point. They're not doing their job. So something has to be done in the interim until they're... Because... people should not have to live like that. That is horrendous.
I'm not arguing that point either. I agree. People
but
should
what
not
about
have
the poor
to.
Poor little kids. I bet you're going to say they're misunderstood next, are you?
No, I'm not going to say that either. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Mr. Kennedy, I'm Turkey Killer. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Trevor, what's your view on this?
Lads, you kind of went to Eddie and he took a fair bit of my points out of my bloody mouth. Thanks for that. Right, first things first, Angela were straight here and then threatening to kill kids and then criticising you for saying the guys aren't doing the job. Then she rang the guys and they didn't come for half an hour. She had to go to them. That's a bit of a contradiction, but anyway, we won't dwell on that. Adrian, if you go out and you beat up a lot of lads, right, say 3 year lads go out and beat up 6 lads, right, what happens if they get the wrong lads? What happens if they pull the balaclavas off and someone on the side gets a picture of those faces? Who's getting a prison sentence?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah,
it's a question that hasn't been asked this whole podcast. Because no matter what way you spin it, the kids aren't breaking the law because the law doesn't seem to want to punish them. But if an adult goes out and beats the shit out of a child, the adult's getting punished. No matter what way you spin it,
I agree, and that is one of the risks you would be taking by getting involved in any sort of a vigilante group. That you are the one that may come a cropper of the law, and that is the fact, Katie.
But that's maybe a risk you have to take. For peace.
Well, Katie, let me ask you a question. Here's a hypothetical for you. Mm-hmm. You go out, your husband goes out, kneecaps a young flip, whatever. Your husband gets time. The scum are going to know where you live then. They're going to have your address. They're going to have everything on you. And your husband isn't there to protect you anymore. What do you do then? Do you mean the law who ain't going to come for about 6 hours, maybe even 2 days?
Listen, it doesn't. The hypothetical doesn't matter. Deal with the facts, okay? The facts are, yeah.
Well, that would be a fact if your husband went out again and then got sent to prison. You would be alone. That is a fact.
It's a risk people have to be willing to take if they want peace in their estate and to live,
right, okay,
to live
now,
in peace.
Let's just say one thing that nobody has mentioned here, okay? This place in Drogheda. Why aren't they going to the TD's offices and saying this is happening? Why aren't they going to the judges and saying we need stricter laws? Why aren't they going and saying, why the fuck don't we have juvenile prisons in Ireland anymore? Because the one reason juveniles don't fear Irish law or the guards is because we have no way to punish them, we have no way to put them, and we have no one to arrest them. So the whole system, it relates back to, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this, this is the government's fault. Oh, I feel dirty for saying that. Normally, I don't take up for mention the government in any of your phone calls because I think they're a useless bunch of wankers. But at the end of the day, if the government isn't ready to install juvenile prisons, juvenile laws, then what's going to change here?
Okay, so the bottom line is, as far as you're concerned, the days of even thinking of setting up vigilante groups and all of that, the reason we can't do it anymore is because it would come back on your own door and or you will be the one that ends up in court.
Hello? Sorry.
The bottom line is that you believe you should not involve yourself in a vigilante group because you're the one that will come a cropper of the law, basically.
You would have to be fucking insane to go near a vigilante group, because if you do and you fall on the wrong side of the law and the young fella is on the wrong side of the law, the adult is getting punished. The young fella is going to be brought in, given a slap on the wrist, maybe an elbow, send them his way, and you're going to court. Because at the end of the day, the government in the laws in this country punish adults and seem to say to the young people, go and do what you want.
All right,
you have to be fucking insane.
Okay, do me a favour, Trevor. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Sean, I'll be with you in 1 second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Hey, Jane. How are you?
Good, thank you. Is there anything to be said for residents in a housing estate that is absolutely riddled with chronic antisocial behaviour, all getting together and setting up a vigilante group to fight back against these young scumbags?
I think it's the way forward, Adrian. The police force, it happened in my area about 20 years ago. There was a gang of about 20, 30 kids, little bastards, and they came up with a vigilante group, and within 3 to 4 weeks, it started narrowing down to less and less and less members of the gang. And within 4 to 5 months, the gang was disappeared. And they got hidings.
Sorry, they got hidings?
The vigilantes get these kids a few slaps, put them in the back of a car, get them a few slaps, yeah, and it's the way forward.
Well, now there you are, Trevor. It's the way forward. It took a few months, but it eventually worked.
Okay, Adrian, let's go on back into the hypothetical. If you go out, you drag these lads into the car, someone, again, cameras, not around 20, 30 years ago, get your license plate, who's in trouble?
But if it's not reported to the police, no one's in trouble.
Sean, even if you drag a child into a car, he goes home, he says he got a hiding, and it gets back, and one of his mates has a recording. His parents, whether they be scumbags or not, are going to go to the police. And you realise cameras work at night, yeah?
Well, they probably work, but you're not going to have many people out on the road, Trevor, watching, recording everything with that 11, 12.
No, but Sean, you have to realise these aren't hanging around in 2-people groups. They're hanging around in 10 to 12 people groups. And if you can't grab all 12 of them and smash all the phones at once,
so Trevor, what's your solution?
It doesn't matter what way you spin it, the adult ends up in trouble in this scenario.
I asked you a question. What's your solution in your area if it happens? If you can't ring the police and can't call vigilantes, what do you do? Live in fear?
Yeah, basically, no, listen, mate. Listen, I'm not supporting all these scumbags anyway, in any way, shape, or form. But at the end of the day,
we have
no juvenile. Sean, if you're going to ask me a question, shut up and let me answer you, right? First thing first, we don't have juvenile prisons in this country, which we should do. St. Pat's is gone. That's what I'm saying to you, Sean.
Go on.
What is your solution? Just answer that question. What's your solution?
Right, Sean, are you going to take a break? All right, Sean, listen, at the end of the day, we have no juvenile prison in this country. We need them back. St. Pat's is gone. We need it back. We need laws that punish these kids. We don't need to be going out and beating the shit out of them only for the adults to end up in trouble in prison. And then he's leaving a family at home vulnerable to them coming to the house. Do you not get that, Sean?
St. Pat's is only, they do the crime, but they're getting out and they're doing the exact same thing. It's a recording problem.
That's why I said we need different laws, Sean. You're not listening to me. Why not run their sentences concurrent into adulthood? They shouldn't get their records expunged at 18. That's a fucking joke in itself as well. At the end of the day, Sean, this all boils back to the government giving kids these days a soft fucking touch. Whereas if you go out and give a hard touch to these kids, you're in trouble. They're going to find out where you live. You're in prison. Your wife, kids, whoever, your parents, or whatever house inside your house is vulnerable because you're not there anymore. Do you not get that, Sean?
You're not going to be part of the vigilante group. You shouldn't have to be worrying about that. It's whoever wants to become a vigilante group, they'll have to worry about
the consequences. Right, Sean, let me ask you a question. What happens if this vigilante group gets a text and saying, right, this fella's in a black jacket, black bottoms and whatever, he's walking up this road, and that same young fella takes a turn and my young fella is walking up the road in the nearly identical clothes and my young fella gets a hiding and he done nothing. What happens then, Sean, if they get the wrong lad?
They've done a stupid job, they hit the wrong fella.
Right, Sean, in England, there was a lad stabbed to death because it was a mistaken identity. What happens if that happens here? Should the adult be punished or should he get away with it because he was actually going after a scumbag, but he got the wrong person, you know?
Well, the police force can't do anything. Someone has to. You look at the coppers nowadays, they're about 15 or 16.
No, they ask you, Sean, if you're not going to answer a question, Sean, don't ask me a question and then not answer it. Come on, Sean, why if they get the wrong person? What happens then?
Okay, the bottom line is, Sean, you believe that having a vigilante group in a state that is absolutely riddled with antisocial behaviour, you believe that that is the only answer to scare these little tow rags off, make them go away and leave people in peace?
Of course, because as I said, you look around Dublin City Centre now, all the new police forces are kids. The kids are not afraid of these kids. There's nothing to fear.
Okay, so you need to fear, a group of men in Balaclavas?
You need to put the fear of God into these kids to stop doing it.
But, yes. But you know and I know, you don't actually have the legal right to do that. We don't have the right to set up vigilante groups, our own little armies. The law actually would, and this is the point that Trevor is making, if you get involved in a group like that, even though you're at your wit's end with the antisocial behaviour in your area, you are the one that ultimately is going to suffer. You're the one.
Well,
that
then maybe we need to change the laws and have vigilantes walking alongside police, because the vigilantes can't do it, but yet they can recognise the people and point them out. Maybe the police can step in and do something. But you can't just let it go and have people living in fear of their lives, afraid to walk out the door because it's a little 15, 16-year-old little bollocks.
No, I agree. It's not acceptable that people shouldn't have to live like that. It is not acceptable. But I don't know if, you know the expression, two wrongs don't make a right. And in this particular case, I think the more I hear people like Trevor, I believe that two wrongs don't make a right. And ultimately, the person that will suffer is the so-called law-abiding citizen. That's the one that's going to suffer, not the little tow rags, because as we just said...
What is your outcome, Adrian? What do you think should be done? If the police can't look after, the people can't do it, what should be done?
Go down and protest outside the Garda station until they actually show up to the estate, until they patrol the estate properly.
Do you think that's going to change, and it's not going to change, and go down and protest? Should they come out and arrest you for protest now, so the Bleeding Garda station... You know what I mean? They're not going to, just because we go down and protest outside the police station, no, it's not going to change. And you go and send fucking 20, 30,000 people to the Dáil to protest about this, and it's not going to change that with the government.
Okay, so you believe that the only answer is...
I strongly believe the only way forward is to spin these vigilante groups back, yeah, 100%.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sharon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sharon?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sharon. What did you want to say on this?
I just seen all the comments today and reading it, like hearing parents say, you know, I'd kill anyone if they did something, you know, to any of their family or any of their kids. I think if you're put in that position, like I used to always think that way, and I adore my kids, but when my daughter was 14, and I'm not going to say it online today, but something really horrendous happened to her, like, and this issue of, oh my God, I'd kill the person. I'm a mother who lives alone. I couldn't kill her and leave my other, or kill that person and leave my other four kids, you know, behind. I went down the right route with the guards, went to the DPP. It wasn't accepted. I didn't find the guards helped. I had death threats, you know, burned down my house, stuff like that. I had to accept it. And I think the only route is to get help for your kids, mental help, you know, bring them to psychologists, give them therapy, and stop putting that much hate out there and work on yourself. And then to prevent vigilantes and everything, to teach them. It's down to the parents to teach these kids.
And ultimately it is, but unfortunately, and the question that is always asked when a group of teenagers are causing mayhem in an estate, the question that's always asked is, well, where are their parents? The reality of it is that an awful lot of their parents just don't give a flying damn. They don't care.
No, I've seen it. I have a child who's neurodivergent, and to be my honest, and then I've had adult kids. And my child is neurodivergent. He's verbal. But it really impacts him every day when people make racist comments or angry comments. So people are not seeing the impact of what they're doing to their children with everything in society today.
No, I agree. I totally agree. But when you hear talk of one particular estate that is so riddled with antisocial behaviour that residents are thinking of putting together a vigilante group, well, you obviously... Oh, actually, she's gone off the line, so I can't actually ask that question. She's gone off the line.
Hello?
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, so what do you think of that?
I have some. There's some living in London now who's 30 and a 26-year-old, and those kids went 5 years ago. You go directly to the parents. You go to the schools. You threaten with the guards. And sometimes when you talk to those parents, I know a lot of people say you can't, but they don't know what's going on. Talk to the parents. One child was actually barred from our estate for bad behaviour, carrying a knife.
Right, so
I was on
fire. So instead of setting up a vigilante group to go around and harass and intimidate and perhaps physically assault these kids, you believe the answer is for that group of people to go knocking on doors of parents and saying, "Do you know what your little Johnny or your little Mary has been up to?" Is that it?
Yeah, because it was an adult dealing with an adult, not attacking a child. Because some people don't realise their kids are out there doing these things. Now, obviously, some do, and it's coming from the home. But try first this. Like I would not like if one of my kids was out there behaving like that. Now, thankfully, I discuss topics with them at home, and not everyone does that.
And I hear what you're saying, Sharon. If somebody knocked on your door and told you that your kid was misbehaving, you would deal with that. Unfortunately, though...
It happened to me once. My daughter was in a group when she was a child, and she came home and I found out all her friends had bullied a girl, really badly beaten her. Now, she didn't beat her, but because she was there, the next day I went to that little girl's house with my daughter, dragged her with me and said, because you were there, you were part of it, even though you never touched her. And I brought chocolates and everything. And the mother thanked me.
And that's great. It's lovely to hear that you did that, Sharon. Unfortunately, it is my belief that so many parents of these little brats that are running riot were probably doing the exact same thing 20 or 25 years ago. So they literally let them away with it. Thanks for your call, Sharon. And one final call, and that's from you, Darren. You are familiar with Rathmullen Park in Drogheda.
Oh, yes, I am, Adrian.
And what can you tell me about it?
Played many of football games there, and we used to hate going to Rathmullen Park to play them. And this is not one of a lie, right? One of the games we went, we used to always play our games on a Sunday morning. And we used to have a few spectators going to our games, like from our side. The guards were called, and eventually they were kicked out of the league. But there was burnt out cars on the sideline, basically, and we had to wait for a traffic to come to move all the burnt out cars off the pitch so we could play. And there was lads drinking cans of beer on the sideline at 10 o'clock in the morning, throwing stones at all the cars coming in to the estate. The guards were called many times, and eventually they were kicked out of the league. And that estate, where we're talking about, the pitch is literally dead in the centre of all the estate, and surrounded by big walls, and every wall is just covered in graffiti. It is one of the rough. It's probably rougher than most of the estates in Dublin, to be honest with you. And that was 10 years ago.
And the intimidation, the behaviour that has been going on in that estate has been going on for more than 10 years. The man I spoke to the man I spoke to the other day told me that this has been going on for more years than he cares to remember.
So, like, the people who are doing it are grown up, and I would like to think that when they're grown up and matured, they'd stop. So what? It's a new circle of people then just doing the same thing.
100%.
So it's just vicious circles of it all.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. And before we wrap up this conversation, let me bring in one final WhatsApp voice note from Jess.
Can't come on, lads, but the way I see it is, if these little folks, these little teenagers, are big and bold enough to be anti-social behaviour and do X, Y, Z, they're big and bold enough to take the consequences of the actions. Because mum and dad certainly aren't. The guards can't do anything about it. So if you want to act like Billy Big Bollocks, you're going to get treated like Billy Big Bollocks. And you'll have to deal with the consequences of it. That's just how it is.
All right, Jess, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Do you still think a vigilante group is the answer to dealing with antisocial behaviour?
Yeah, I think if nothing else is being done, I think maybe people need to get out and, you know, presence and power, you know. All of that stuff. People can't live like that. That's terrible. The messages coming in about this state are scary.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.